The video game review. The video game review. Ha ha. The video game review. Yeah. The video game review. What what? The video game review. Ha. The video game review. What what what? The video game review. The video game review.
Come on, people, now.
Video game review. Don't be hating. The video game review. That's what I have said. The video game review. Keep it real. The video game review.
All right. Thank you so much for that. It is another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle coming to you from our studios here in downtown San Francisco, Sports Byline USA, but also glad to be on SB Nation Radio as well, covering the entire United States of America, spanning the North American continent, and of course around the world on The Voice on the American Forces Radio Network. Big supporter of our troops. I come from a military family. I think most Americans do, but even if we don't, we appreciate all that you do, keeping us and our allies safe. So you stay safe. We hope we see you at home very, very soon. This show is about you and me, gamers. I don't make games. I don't promote them. I'm in nobody's back pocket. I'd love to have a really rich sponsor who put a lot of money in my pockets, but I'm wide open. I do not owe my reviews to anyone except how I feel about a game. I don't enjoy bashing a game, because I know a lot of years were put into it, but I'll tell you how I feel. And I want to know from you, because we are in the golden age of video games. They've never been better, but there's still a lot of lousy games out there. People try to capitalize on this era of video games. A lot of knockoffs, a lot of games that put a lot of hype into it, and it's just not fun. And that, to me, is the bottom line. People ask me, what kind of games do I like? And I just say, the fun ones. And that can be anything. It could be first-person shooters. It could be real-time strategy. It could be MMORPGs. It could be sports games. It doesn't matter. I love everything. My heart is open. Plenty of room for great games. But what's bad? I want to hear from you. We all have our different tastes anyway. So 800-878-PLAY will get you in. 800-878-7529. As always, we're going to give a game away. Not at 40 today, because I have an interview in the last segment. That'll be with someone who has invented the last two chapters for the Exorcist series on PlayStation Virtual Reality. So we'll talk to that man about those last two episodes, which will probably be pretty scary here in time for Halloween. But cheat codes, that's at the end of the show. Send your request to Rick at Sports Byline, as we do stream through SportsByline.com and SBNationLive.com. We're on the TuneIn Radio app and the iHeartRadio app as well, plus Stitcher. We'll repeat the shows we have. CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2, and your cable provider. So come on back. We'll talk video games on the Video Game Review.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
All right, thank you so much and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast, border to border, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Hey, giving a brand new game away in the next segment. I had a lot of people chime in at rick@sportsbyline.com to try to win the Call of Duty Black Ops 4 on the PS4, which I gave away last week. Would like to thank each and everyone who emailed me. The question was, is Call of Duty Black Ops 4 a standalone game that has never happened before, or is it part of a long franchise? And I go, the hell are you talking about? It's the best-selling franchise in the history of the PS. Yes, these games, they're very simple questions, so don't choke, don't panic. If I say opposite of girl rhymes with toy, it's boy, okay? And I'm going to give another game away next, because at 40 after, I'm going to bring in our interview, that's the time we're going to do it, about The Exorcist on PSVR. Scary, very scary. But I have now, and as I said last week, I just got my hands on it, being it was a Friday release last week, that I was going to tell you a lot more about the gameplay. And I'd like to hear from you. You're probably playing it as well. What are your thoughts so far on Black Ops 4? Because this is, as we get towards the fall and the end of summer and standard time where it gets dark at 5 o'clock, which is a communist plot. I think it was in the manifesto of both Karl Marx and Ted the Shed Kaczynski. We're going to have not just Call of Duty's out now, but we're going to have Battlefield 5, which comes out very soon. Fallout 76, which is going to be huge as well. And then Red Dead 2. And I've got pre-orders on all of those. And I said it once, I said it 100 times. Can't somebody just release like a Skyrim at the beginning of the summer? Just something we can we can play with then. Everything's all out at once. I remember, I think it was Battlefield 4. I think I got that. It was out the same day as Call of Duty Ghosts. And it was an easy choice. Battlefield 4, to me, was way better than Ghosts. It's a different type of game, obviously. But I'm like, I would have really enjoyed Ghosts if I had had it a month, 6 weeks before, when I had nothing else going on video game-wise. It is fun to play the sports seasons, but I'm an FPS guy, no doubt about it. Frames per second, yeah, but mostly first-person shooters. So I've been playing now for a little over a week, and now, you know, as I said, it's a Call of Duty game. And I gave the Battle Royale about a one-hour look. And if that's all there was to the game, I would be playing it. I just don't find it that fascinating, to tell you the truth. Not a big Fortnite guy. I'm not a big PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds fan either. If that was all there was, I probably would. But to me, there's better stuff to play. You know, I'd rather go back to Battlefield 1, which I love. And I'm sitting at rank 99. I got to get to 100 here. I need my 100 rank. But Call of Duty, of course, is a different kind of thing. Now, there are some things that won't change that still bug, like people who jump. You know, as soon as you start shooting them, they jump high in the air. And they don't just jump, you know, a foot like a real guy who's bogged down with 45 pounds of equipment and a 20-pound assault rifle. No, they're jumping like Michael Jordan through the roof. That's always going to be in Call of Duty. And that's fine. At least there's no jetpacks or outer space and modern weapons and things like that. This is back to kind of its conventional roots, more or less. But I've been experimenting a little bit more with some of the specialist classes. Because as soon as the game began, I picked a class that's called Battery. And that's the girl with like a mohawk hair. The reason I pick her is because the first thing she earns is a cluster grenade, which is pretty darn cool. You throw it and it bounces around sometimes. And by the way, it'll get you. There's friendly fire on yourself when it comes to such a thing. But it also goes with the War Machine. And the War Machine, if you know Call of Duty, is the grenade launcher with the 30 Mike grenades, not under slung on assault rifle, but basically a giant six-shot revolver. And you just thump, 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 shooting those all over the place. And I had played that so much, I'm like, I got to give some of these other classes a try. Some of them that just don't. Like, there's one where you lay down ammo for other people. And I thought, you know what? If you're playing Battlefield, that's a good thing to have because you're accumulating points. But in Call of Duty, chicken with your head cut off, knife fight in a phone booth, how does that help? Well, it helps because it gives you a 50-plus health boost. And that's like whenever I shoot a guy, I put a whole mag into him, I go, what's wrong? And I notice that he's that class. And while that pack is down, he gets that extra armor. I go, okay, all right, that's why. And then if you wait for the specialist boost after that, it's healing everyone. You bring up this kind of like tablet, shows everybody, and you kind of swipe like you're hanging up your iPhone, and everybody gets a nice boost. So I was playing that a little bit. And then also playing the Seraph, which is the also female. She's the Asian-looking one with the kind of like bandana over her nose and mouth, and she also has like, you know, a mohawk. She's usually shown as a sniper class, but that's the one who puts down the spawn beacons. And so if I'm playing in the I have to go up that little tower when I'm in the firing range. This is the third time on that map in the series, and I put down the beacon, and then people spawn in there, and then that's more fun that way for me. And her specialty, if you can live long enough and rack up some points, is a giant six-shot revolver, a pistol, that's one shot, one kill. And you can run around. And here's the thing, that when you do earn that stuff, it goes away if you die. You know, it's like, oh, you've earned a Hellfire Strike. Oh, let me open it up. Someone shot you. You don't get it back, which is frustrating, but I understand that. And then I played a lot as a guy named Torque, and not Peter Torque of the Monkees, but it depended on the map. If you had a kind of city close, like Morocco, a map like that, like it wouldn't work in these sort of icy, you know, the icy sub base when, you know, people are way far away. But people running around these doorways, you lay down this barbed wire. And I actually got a couple of kills of people going into the barbed wire, which is stupid. But your team can run right through them, and if you have the engineer class, you can see all these things. You can see the boost coming at you, like the pit bull that you can release or the Rottweiler, whatever it is. You can see that coming at you. But then their boost after that, after laying down the barbed wire, is this about 5 foot high, like three quarters of a wall that has radiation. And somebody got pushed into it, and I got a kill with my wall. So, and, you know, these things just go so fast, and people call out UAVs, counter UAVs. And if you take the, what basically is kind of a SMA, or really a, you know, it's really a handheld SAM, and it's automatic lock-on, that's what I always do. Now, so I don't carry a pistol as my second. I always just carry that missile launcher. And as soon as, you know, say, you know, enemy UAV online, I look straight up, and half the time I get shot while I'm looking straight up. But it locks on pretty quickly. You can have fast lock if you want. That's, to me, one of the first things I take off, because as is always with Call of Duty, if you want to go and put in some wild cards, get some extra slots, primary gunfighter, greed, things like that, first things I take off are the weapons cache on that rocket, things like that. I just leave it as it is. Three shots. You know, am I really going to get three shots out of that rocket? If I do, that's almost miraculous in Call of Duty. because someone is always in your kitchen. Someone is in your grill. Someone is on your jock. Whatever you want to say it, there's always somebody in front of you and somebody behind you. That is Call of Duty multiplayer. And it's addictive because, you know, plus this weekend was double XP weekend. So every time you go up a class, you get a new kill streak, you get something like that, and then you get more into it, and then it's very easy to keep playing. So, yeah, it's it gets frustrating, but it is what it is. It's a fun game, and it's Call of Duty. What do you want? I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. 1-800-878-PLAY to get in. And coming up in the next segment, we will be talking to a man behind the last two chapters of the PSVR Exorcist game.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to him. But so it's time now to give away our game. And our game that we're giving away is for PS4 and PC. Just send your answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. I have it here for the PS4. It's Dragon Quest XI, Echoes of an Elusive Age. My question is, what would be a good sequel? What would you call a sequel to Dragon's Quest XI? You can't get this answer wrong unless you say Dragon's Quest X. So once again, just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. That's the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. What would be a good name for the next game after this one, which is Dragon's Quest XI, Echoes of an Elusive Age? It's rated T for teen. It's from Armor Project, published by Square Enix, as you know, and this is the longest-running Japanese RPG series. Dragon Quest has always stayed close to its classic roots, and if you're a fan, you know what you're getting. You're going to get a lot of RTS combat, and you're going to have a great reminder of what boss battles with hidden treasures and that type of thing has to go. It's a simplistic game. It doesn't shake up the series. It doesn't turn it around, shaken and stirred and all that. But the characters will receive new skills and stat boosts and things like that. But Dragon's Quest XI does stay true to the sense of adventure and the long journey. And from what I'm told, be sure to reload your save after the credits roll. That there's a little something for you there. So just let me know the sequel. What would you call the sequel to Dragon's Quest XI, Echoes of an Elusive Age, from Armor Project and Square Enix, available for the PS4 and the PlayStation 2. A couple of news notes this week. Number one, you might have seen the news considering what happened with Optic India at the Asia Finals. Optic India's elimination match against Revolution, and the admin team discovered that Forsaken, that was his name is Nikhil Kumawat, was using a cheating software, which resulted in the team's dismissal from the tournament. And Optic India lost their first match at Extreme Island 16-6 to Frostfire, and they were due to play the BO3 elimination game, but after they came through their first map, 16-7, the second map was halfway done when a long pause ensued, and the admin teams at Extreme Island Asian Finals, they announced that Forsaken was using cheats in the map. So Optic India automatically disqualified, and Forsaken was apparently, according to CSGO2 Asia, was on the next flight home. And so there were representatives who were on site when the incident happened, and they tried to shine more light on it, and just saying that the B5 platform anti-cheat, I don't know what that is, but they were aware of it, and it was triggered after they saw some suspicious activity, which prompted the admins to inspect Forsaken's PC. And they alt-tabbed, and the admin spotted a suspicious program that was running in the background. Forsaken quickly closed and deleted it, but they looked at the recovery file, and they weren't able to get the program back up and running. But they said that the visual observation combined with the anti-cheat trigger, they thought that was deemed enough for them to disqualify the team. And so, listen. As esports gets bigger, people gamble on it. People want to win. As they say, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying in a lot of sports. There's no doubt that that is true. That if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. But this is something that is going to send some alarm bells in certain categories, wherever you might happen to be. Because people are going to fight. Start finding a way to win. And I give them credit for being able to find this software running there. But you talk about the huevos rancheros on this guy. To have this thing up and running at a tournament and deleting it real quick. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. Release dates coming up here from the new games in just a second. We also heard this week that Red Dead Redemption 2, say that three times fast, Rockstar's next giant open world epic, had some controversy. And that was because the co-founder seemed to imply, Dan Houser, that they had undergone some crunch cycles and had the employees do 100-hour work weeks. If you don't know, the average American worker is supposed to give you a 40-hour work week. So that would be not just 8 hours a day. That would be basically working 10 hours a day, 4 or 5 days. Or perhaps working 10 hours a day, 20 hours a day, weekends. That only gets you to 50, so that's a lot. Now, he quickly clarified he was only referring to himself and some senior members of the writing team. But there has been such backlash on this, people have now called to boycott the game, which is weird. So there's a lot of Rockstar employees that have come out. Vivienne Langdon, who's the tools programmer, she had an extensive Twitter thread that she said she's never worked more than 50 hours in a week. And she said if she worked overtime, it's because it was her choice that she was in the zone or trying to solve a tricky problem. And she said, no one is paying me to say that. Another employee, an interior artist named Miriam Ballard, said, seeing people's responses to the 100 articles has been so disheartening and honestly quite upsetting to read. It's been horrible seeing friends and fellow devs sharing posts that they don't reflect the current situation and telling others to boycott the game. Rich Rosato said, just wanted to point out that I was never asked to work anything near a 100-hour work week in the 18-plus years I've been working at Rockstar. Overtime at my own discretion, yes. Now, some employees pointed out that Rockstar has had some difficult crunch periods in the past, but they've made real strides to make it better. And one guy named Halloween on Twitter, he said, it's getting better, but it still absolutely happens. Normal crunch for me is more like 50, 55 hours. And I've not personally had as bad as other colleagues I know. I have several friends that have worked until the early hours many times. And another guy, Weston McKinder, said, we were told by our bosses to say whatever good or bad thing we want and not to sugarcoat it. So on the whole, the impression given by Rockstar employees speaking on social media that what Houser said about 100 hours, talking about himself and some of the other senior writers, is not true for everyone there. But, man, when I first saw these headlines, no one qualified that. Everyone's like, oh, they run a tight ship there, snapping the whip. I'm like, wow, that's kind of not what's going on. All right, let's look at the new games coming out this week. What's coming out this week? Well, on October 26th, that's right, Red Dead Redemption 2 and Red Dead Online and all the different games modes you can have. I was told to show up the day before and I was going to be given a ticket. And I'm like, oh my gosh. PS4, Xbox One, of course. That's going to be the big release. Nickelodeon Kart Racers on the PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and Xbox One. Hit the slime-filled racetracks with Nickelodeon Kart Racers. Select a racer from your favorite Nickelodeon series, and such as SpongeBob. Thronebreaker, The Witcher Tales on PC. Return to the world of The Witcher and Thronebreaker, The Witcher Tales, a single-player story campaign. Disgaea 5, Allegiance of Vengeance Complete on the PC. The next chapter of the legendary Disgaea series tells tales of revenge and rebellion. Storm in a Teacup on the Switch. This is DLC. Get ready for a wonderful magical adventure. Take up the mantle of Storm and guide him in his magical teacup. Paw Patrol on a Roll on the Switch and the PC. Headliner Novi News on the PC. It's a media bias adventure where you control national news. Just Dance 2019 360. Yes, a new game for the 360. Very cool. PlayStation 3. Yes, on the 3, the Wii, the 4, the Switch, and the Xbox One. Also, 7 billion humans. Automate swarms of office workers to solve your puzzles inside your very own parallel computer made of people on the Nintendo Switch. And finally, Party Hard 2 on the PC. You got fired. The only logical thing to do is to crash the corporate party and stop it by any means. Is that really our option? So anyway, big week, obviously, the title we're all talking about, Red Dead Redemption 2, which looks like it's going to be big. Understatement of the year. All right, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk a little Exorcist on PSVR. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP. And receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
If you need anything from a simple home repair to a major remodel, you need to know about Home Advisor. It's a totally free service that instantly connects you with top local service pros.
Home Advisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use Home Advisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
Just select the type of work you need done, and Home Advisor's ProFinder technology instantly finds top pros in your area.
You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use their cost guide to find out what hundreds of other repair and improvement projects cost in your area.
I think everybody should use Home Advisor. In fact, I tell everybody to use Home Advisor.
Home Advisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The Video Game Review.
We'll be right back. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. That's 500 outlets in 177 countries. We are now joined by our guest, Douglas Nabors. He's the founder and CEO of FunTrain. He's here to talk about how we will now have Chapter 4 and Chapter 5, the final episodes of The Exorcist Legion VR, which is available on PlayStation VR. And first of all, Douglas, thanks for being on the show. And I got to say, when PSVR first came out, I thought it was a little bit clunky. They've made great strides lately with that piece of equipment.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Rick. They have, in fact, made a lot of great strides with the equipment, and it's getting better every day. I mean, really looking forward to this holiday season to see just how many people decide to take the plunge. And it's a technology that really changes the way you look at gaming and experiential content in general.
It's such a, and still here we are in its infancy, and we're still finding out what we can do. I mean, the fact that I can walk through the Louvre wearing a virtual reality headset is absolutely amazing. And you just think about all the different ways you can take it. What was the sort of genesis behind? I mean, obviously it's great for horror. The genesis behind the Exorcist Legion VR. What was the idea?
Well, you know, I come out of a film and television background. And so when I first tried VR, I saw it as an opportunity to not only just, you know, give people the typical shooter experience, you know, Call of Duty in VR, but actually to tell stories and to tell narratives. And we knew already that horror worked so well just because VR is so immersive. And then, horror experiences are just more, visceral. I don't know any other way to say it in VR. So we knew that we wanted to take the movies and put them into VR. Like what are some of the great horror films out there of all time? And the Exorcist franchise was at the very top of the list. So that's basically, I started going after certain types of horror titles that I thought would work, and worked with Morton Creek on the Exorcist Legion. And basically that's how it came to be. I mean, why not make the scariest film of all time the scariest VR experience of all time? It just seemed like it fit.
And you can kind of make your head turn all the way around, too, with the VR.
That's right.
You know, it's interesting, too, when you do five chapters. By the way, they're available now. You do five chapters. They're all around about a half hour long. To me, that seems really cool because on the one hand, you don't have the challenge of creating 60 hours of gameplay. But on the other hand, you better make those 30 minutes count. So what was that challenge like for you?
Well, that was a big challenge. I mean, we're coming out of a television background. I'm used to like the half hour, 1 hour content, you know, content that you can consume in one sitting or one standing or however you prefer in VR. And so we knew that, you know, also the amount of time that people would stay, were comfortable staying in a headset was right around the 30 to 45 minute. After that, you're ready to check your phone or look at Facebook or whatever. So we knew that we wanted to have that episodic model in a VR setting. So that's how we came to the amount of time per chapter. And the challenges, though, of telling that story, I mean, VR is very different than watching a television show, which is very linear, and the user or the viewer has no control, right, over what happens. You know, now it's a commercial break. You know, now we're in Act 3. But in VR, it's a little bit of choose your own adventure, and you're able to control the speed at which you move through. So one of the challenges that we faced was making sure that the story was progressing at a pace that we were comfortable with. We didn't want people just kind of cowering, you know, in the corner of this virtual room, afraid to move on. So one of our challenges was making sure that people were gently nudged through the narrative as much as possible while still giving them the freedom to explore on their own and to make the story happen and make it, you know, because at the end of the day, we want people to feel like they're the protagonist of their own story. And in this case, an exorcist investigating a good, some very nasty entities.
Now, I know you also said you wanted to instill what you call a deep sense of dread. And I guess that sort of lends itself for things jumping out at you. So even like for you, you know what's coming. How many moments did you jump even though you knew it was coming?
That's a good question. Well, it still happens now. And literally, you know, our team and the development team, we work with a developer that is executing this on the technical and somewhat creative side in the UK named Wolf and Wood. But even now, even having, experienced this thing, 50, 60 times each chapter, because we go through various testing and user testing processes. But even now, there are components of this that still make me jump. You know, I've read the script. I've read the, I've seen the designs of the creatures. You know, I've seen the environments. We actually planned this out meticulously. And yet, I still have a little yelp of fear at certain parts of this experience. And I think that's just a testament to how powerful VR is, and VR horror especially, that even now, even though we know we can see behind the curtain, we've seen the inner workings, we've seen the machinery, and still it causes even us to jump a little bit. And I think that's really powerful. I'm really excited about for people to experience this and see it fresh for the first time. It'll be even more, even more powerful.
Rick Tittle with Douglas Nabors, founder and CEO of FunTrain, talking about the final two chapters, which are out now for The Exorcist Legion VR on the PlayStation VR. I remember the first time I was playing a horror game on VR, and I'm embarrassed that this happened, but there was this thing where I was in a bed, and this evil little girl was at the foot of my bed, and then somebody grabbed me on the thigh in real life, and I screamed. I mean, I was embarrassed, but I there's no, of course, taste or smell, but when you hear and see everything, it's amazing how it can transform you to there. So let's talk about these chapters. Chapter 4, Samaritan. There is an epidemic in Haiti. Everyone's dying, health workers, and you got to get down there and see what's going on, right?
Exactly. And chapter 4, you know, each of our chapters they're all part of a large story arc, but this particular chapter takes the user to a Haitian health clinic where there's been a mysterious kind of plague decimating a community there. And nobody understands the cause, and there's a research team trying to get to the bottom, but we know, and the user knows, and the story knows that it's in fact a very specific type of demon that kind of can bring pestilence and disease. And so your job is to go there to that facility, find the root, the cause, and root him out, and force him to show himself, and then, send him straight back to hell.
And then chapter five, tomb. Yeah, you're going to like an upper Mesopotamia. It almost sounds like going back in time.
Well, it stay the upper Mesopotamia region, but this is sort of a callback and an homage to the original Exorcist film, and then some events that happened in The Exorcist 3, going back to the tomb where it all began. With the excavation of Pazuzu, basically, or the Pazuzu's tomb, which sort of unleashed him into the world again. So that chapter is in, you know, chapter one is in a church, you know, chapter two is in a hospital, chapter three is a brownstone nursery, chapter four is Haiti, and this one is completely different in that it's in a large cavern system, and all you have is a torch. And you know, a torch to see by, and a lot of exercising to do. let's put it that way. It's we're really proud of the fifth chapter. It's the largest of all the chapters, and it's the most varied, and it's a great piece.
Have you had any religious people, Catholic Church, or the occult come up to you and complain or give suggestions one way or the other?
You know, no, which is really interesting. We haven't. And I just think that, you know, I think that VR is still growing by no means a mainstream medium yet. I think that I think that might happen later. we do use a lot of, you know, religious real-world kind of iconography, and we're basing a lot of some of the stories that we're telling on actual biblical kind of parables. You know, the chapter one is First Rites, chapter two is called Idle Hands, you know, so and three is Skin Deep, and four is Samaritan, as in the Good Samaritan. So there is a lot of references, but we haven't had anybody come, you know, there's no pitchforks yet coming at us. And it is The Exorcist, after all. I mean, everybody knows this is sort of an iconic, you know, Academy Award-winning series of a franchise of films. Everybody sort of, you know, kind of knows what to expect. It's not like we're treading new ground of sacrilege. I hope not, because that's not our intention.
Right.
Our intention is to scare people, scare the dickens out of them.
Yes, video games are for entertainment. So now that you've wrapped up these five chapters, what's next for Fun Train then?
Well, we are working on a new one, and we are moving, you know, not only does horror work well, but sort of fantasy and adventure also works very well. So taking this idea that we want to put people in, we want to give people that cinematic experience in VR, we are basically eyeing another title that is also a large piece of intellectual property. I can't say what it is at the moment because that the deal is finalizing, but it's just as known as The Exorcist, and it is just as exciting, and it's actually known around the world. So, you know, VR is a global event here. You know, it's not just in California, it's not just in the United States. It's we have people in all over Europe and Eastern Europe and Asia playing the title. So this is going to be a new title that is that everybody around the world knows. So I'm really excited. I wish I could be more specific on it, but it's coming, and probably it's coming in the fourth quarter of next year.
Well,
October.
We'll have to have you on when you release it. That's Douglas Nabors, founder and CEO of Fun Train, here to talk about how the final two chapters of The Exorcist, Legion, VR, Samaritan, and The Tomb are available now, $6.99 each. You can get the complete series for $29.99. You can get it from the PlayStation store as well. Just in time for Halloween. Hey, Douglas, thanks for your time, man, and we'll look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Rick, thank you so much.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number, 800-603-0885, 800-603-0885, 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The Video Game Review.
All righty then. Thank you very much for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast. It's time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This request comes from Terry. He said, Rick, Big Mother Truckers, how do I get to be Evil Bob Truck? This is back on the Nintendo DS. At the title screen, press XLR RAB YYR. Once again, Big Mother Truckers, Evil Bob Truck, Nintendo Double Screen. At the title screen, press XLR RAB YYR. And there you go. By the way, before we leave you, a lot of people are saying, because everybody told you my GameStop, they're going to have to give me a little number for Red Dead, like on Thursday, to see if I get it. They take limitless reserves, but some places only get 60 copies. Some smaller independent video game stores have been told they will not get theirs until November, and was reading someone who said that they pre-ordered from Best Buy, and Best Buy says they won't be able to get the game to him until December 31st. So a lot of people just say, look, I'm just going to wait until Black Friday, or I'm just going to go ahead and get it from the PS store and just download it onto my secondary 2 terabyte backup drive or whatever. But, yeah, it's going to be a mess, because usually it's like Seinfeld. You know how to take the reservation. You just don't know how to keep the reservation. So, everybody calm down. No rioting in the streets if you can possibly avoid it. Thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. Blah, and we'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Coming up next, 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk.